Rich Dad on Brilliance Audio presents Rich Dad, Poor Dad for Teens, The Secrets About Money That You Don't Learn in School, by Robert T. Kiyosaki, performed by Tim Wheeler.
First of all, let's get one thing straight. You are smart. I want to make sure you know that from the very beginning. When I was growing up, my dad always told me that everyone is born smart. That every child has a special kind of genius. I love that idea. Even though I didn't always do well in school, I kind of knew the reason didn't have to do with me. I wasn't stupid, I just learned in a different way than the way teachers in school expected me to. My father taught me to have a good attitude about learning. He taught me to find my best way of learning. If I hadn't done that, I might have flunked out of high school or college. I probably wouldn't have been prepared for my financial life, and I wouldn't have had the confidence to be who I am today. We all learn differently. The trick is to find the way you learn best. When you do that, you'll discover your own personal genius. A genius is someone who excels at something. But a genius isn't necessarily good at everything. In fact, a genius usually has a special ability in one area while being pretty average in others. Did you know that Albert Einstein, who thought up the theory of relativity, E equals mc squared, never did well in school? He wasn't good at memorizing things, yet he grew up to become one of the greatest mathematical thinkers of all time. His brain focused on ideas rather than facts. Facts, he said, could be found in books, so he never felt the need to keep facts in his head. He wanted his head clear to think creatively. School asks us to keep facts in our head, but when we're out of school, we usually just need to know where the facts are kept so we can look them up or know whom to call when we need them. The way our performance is measured in school has very little to do with how intelligent we really are or how successful we can be. The way we perform in school is usually just a measure of how well we take tests. It's not a true measure of the genius you were born with. Everyone is born a genius. Take out your notebook again and write a list of people you know. Try to get to 20 names. Include people from school, friends, and family members. Put your name at the top of the list. Next to each name, write down what that person is good at, no matter what it is. Do you have a friend who can't sit still and is always tapping his foot to some beat that's inside his head? Write that down. Can your sister do the crossword puzzle in 10 minutes using a pen without even once glancing at the dictionary? Write that down too. Can you fix almost any computer problem? Put that in the book. This exercise helps you do a couple of things. It's the first time in your financial journey where you'll be asked to try to see something that you didn't see before, to look at something in a new way. Seeing talents in others you hadn't really recognized leads you to see your own talents. Knowing what your strengths are is one step towards success. Knowing how to detect other people's strengths is a great skill, since creating a solid, reliable team is critical when investing or building a business.